Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, interesting times for our congressional delegation with the Syria question.
Yeah,
I mean, we're a few days away from a point where they thought they had to make a final public decision about how they were going to vote. Your page urged them to vote with the president.
We did. Well, not so much to vote with the president, but because we agreed with the rationale that chemical weapon use is something that cannot be tolerated. It looks like the opinions of the congressional delegation may wind up being a moot point because now we're down this path of diplomacy involving the Russians. And it was pretty clear that nobody in Congress really wanted to take this vote if they could avoid it because public sentiment in pretty much everybody's district, it seems, is pretty heavily against intervention. And this became a really interesting case study here in Maryland because we have a very nearly all Democratic delegation, 7 out of 8 in the House and both senators, and a very pro-Obama state. And even so, there was very little support in the delegation for going to war. You know, the first person who had to actually put his name on this was Ben Cardin because he was on the committee that was considering this matter. He voted for intervention. Steny Hoyer, high up in leadership, you know, the number two ranking Democrat in the House, also with the president and in favor. Senator Barbara Mikulski was for a long time on the fence about this, but then she came out and gave a speech saying, you know, despite my misgivings, I will vote to authorize force, a couple of hours before the Senate decided not to vote on this. So, you know, either that's bad luck or maybe she was, you know, taking one for the team to try to see if she could get other people off the fence.
Bad luck because it's, as you pointed out, it's an issue where while perhaps a very high percentage of people in Maryland would support the president.
In general.
But on this issue, a very high percentage of Marylanders are against what
right.
he wants to do.
Yeah, and so she.
So then you, so you know, you end up with these people on the record now as willing to vote against their constituents.
Right, which is
that's the bad luck you were talking about.
That's the bad luck I'm talking about, which is why pretty much everybody else is undecided to one degree or another. Andy Harris, the lone Republican in the state, is basically opposed at this point. The other people are all different flavors of undecided. You know, even Dutch Ruppersberger, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee and has been saying generally pretty hawkish things, is officially undecided.
Tell us the story that you just told me earlier about Elijah Cummings.
Yeah, he's a really interesting figure. He's been out there a lot about this. In fact, after the president gave his speech last week, CNN cut straight to Elijah Cummings sitting in their studio and said, you know, so Congressman Cummings, what do you think of the speech? He said, oh, great speech, very persuasive. The president really nailed this one. So Congressman Cummings, are you going to vote with him? Well, I don't know. I'm undecided still. And he said, basically, I've got a district that is 100% pro-Obama and pretty darn near 100% anti-war. And so that that is what produces undecided. When push comes to shove, who knows which way he would go. But for the moment, push is not coming to shove.
Andy, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.